Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I'm past the whole adventure thing, so you can just sit back, chill, relax, or you do something adventurous. I'm past that. What I'm more concerned about right now, I mean, it's not like that I ever forgot about it, or it's not like it was something just that just slipped my mind. It was just other things that's been going on, and I just brought it down my risk assessment level. It wasn't high. It wasn't high. I'll just say it wasn't high. It's somewhere in the middle, maybe lower tier. Although I can't say it's in the same spot now. I can't say that it's middle of the pack or super low now. It's went up a few notches. It's something that I'm thinking about. It's something that will probably make me think about not sleeping at night. It's a huge concern. And it's not something that I can just, you know, look over. Once it's been brought to my full attention, it's definitely something that's going to be in the forefront of my mind for a long, long time, especially if I have to continue to do this. One day, I'll just say the opposite of YOLO and not have to deal with this anymore. Because at some point, it's going to happen. At some point, I'm not going to have to deal with this anymore. And at some point, it's going to be all to the good. No worries. No worries. But right now, I'm not there yet. Right now, it's definitely something that's been brought to the forefront. And it's definitely something that I knew about. It's definitely something that I've been concerned about. But it's been something that I did not have to have in the front of my mind because there were other things. I was concerned about adventure. I was concerned about having this adventure so much. Having too much adventure, too much of a good thing is bad. So all my thoughts, all of my energy was squarely on adventure, amongst other things. I'm going to stick to the adventure right now. But this never went away. It's always been there. And you know what I'm talking about because everyone has this problem. I'm not special. I'm not the special one. I'm definitely not the chosen one. And I can guarantee you I'm not the only one. I am not the only one. In fact, I'm just going to say it again. Everyone has this problem. Everyone. And if you don't have this problem, you know, all I'm going to say is I don't believe you. I do not believe you. I'm not calling you a liar per se. I'm just saying I don't believe you. Definitely have a hard time of believing this. I just don't believe you. It's no way. Probable, no, possible, sure. I don't believe you. Everybody has this problem. And the problem is knowing your shoe size. Even you sneakerheads, I'm looking at you sneakerheads. Anyway, shout out to the sneakerheads out there. One love, kids. One love. Who knows their size? Who knows their size? It's not like there's a universal measuring tool. It's not like that every shoe is made the same. Some shoes are made bigger. Some shoes are made smaller. Some shoes are wider. Some shoes are narrow. Yes, narrow.
But don't they have a size? Aren't they labeled size?
Of course they're labeled size, but the sizes don't match. The size for each shoe is different. It's not the same. It's not the same. A size 10 in sneakers is not going to be the same size 10 in dress shoes. Not the same. But the 10's the same. The actual size is not. And sure, you can measure, you can be sophisticated and be snobby and be, I'm better than everyone else and have your foot measured. Guess what? Depending on what shoe you buy or depending on what style you get, it's not gonna be that size. It's gonna be something different. They're gonna tell you, you know, these shoes run smaller. These shoes run bigger. Those shoes run wider. It's not going to be the same. Trust me, trust me. And for the peeps, yes, the peeps that are pro alone, and pro alone is my nice and kind and cuddly way of saying anti-social. So those peeps that are pro alone and love to order shoes online, definitely not judging you, because hey, you can get some amazing, amazing deals from ordering shoes online. But ordering shoes online is like gambling. It's like playing craps. Shaking up the dice. 7, shaking up the dice. 11, shaking up the dice. Snake eyes. You are shaking up the dice because those pair of shoes that you're ordering, sight unseen, those pair of shoes that you are getting, maybe you can get some advice on the size. Maybe somebody else that's ordered or have those shoes left a good review and let you know that these shoes run wide, these shoes run narrow, these shoes run big, these shoes run small, these shoes are the exact size. Unless there are amazing, amazing people leaving amazing reviews on the exact size of the shoe. If you are ordering shoes online, you don't know what size you're getting. You think you know? You do not know. You're going to know what size you're getting until you get that delivery, until you open that box, and until you put those shoes on, and you're like, wow, this is two sizes too big. Wow, these shoes are pretty tight. Wow, these shoes are exactly right. Home run, home run, home run. You just don't know. It's a crapshoot. It's risk. Come on, risk taker. Take that risk. Order those shoes online. Yeah, you're getting them for a cheaper price, but guess what? You don't know if they're the correct size or not. That's the chance you take. Because, you know, same people, we take the chance, we take the risk, but we kind of bring the risk down a little bit when we actually go to the store and actually get the shoes and actually try it on. Yes, that's less risk, but we're still in the same boat as you, pro alone person, because we don't know our size either. Yes, we go out. Yes, we get shoes in the size we think they are, only to get them back and realize I am 3 shoe sizes off. I am 1 shoe size off. Wow, this is right, but are my feet supposed to hurt when I walk? Is this normal? Hey, I wore that size a year ago. Did my feet just grow? I wore that size 3 years ago. Are my feet shrinking? Nobody knows their size. Nobody knows their size. We think we do, but we have no clue on what our size is. Hey, I wear a size 12. Get there. Okay, 9.5 it is, I guess. Don't know how I could have got that wrong. Don't know how I could have made that mistake. But hey, no worries. No worries. In fact, it's to the point now where when I go and get shoes, when I go and purchase shoes, you know, when I go and buy shoes, I just give them a range. They ask me, okay, so what size would you like to try those on in? I would like to try those on in. Do you have 8 through 13? Excuse me, sir. What size would you like to try those on in? Yeah, I heard you the first time, so I'll try to repeat myself again, but this time I'll do it slower. I will like shoe sizes 8 through 13. But sir, those are a large number of different sizes. Hey now. Just calm down. I'm going to say this one more time. I would like shoe sizes 8 through 13. Sir, see, I don't know what size I wear. It's somewhere between 8 and 13. I know I'm getting these shoes. There's other times I went and I got shoes. It was 13. Then I went and got some other shoes. It was 12. I ordered some shoes online because at the time I was going through a pro alone period. And they came back and they was 10.5 and they fit absolutely right. Then there were other times where I just went ahead and said, you know, I'm just going to get an 8 to see if an 8 can fit. And the 8 fit and my feet do not hurt. So, sir, once again, 8 through 13, bring them back. It's at that point now. It's at that point. You just can't give an exact number. It's at the point where you just have to give a range. You have to give a large range of what size you wear. And just hopefully, somewhere within that range, the shoe fits. The shoe fits. Because if the shoe does not fit within that range, if the shoe isn't the correct size within that range, if you've been through so much trying to figure out what size you wear after purchasing, after getting so many pairs of shoes over the years, first year, second year, third year, fourth year, after all those years, year upon year upon year, helped you realize what size shoe you wear, or to give you a range of what size shoe you wear. Because honestly, you don't know what size you wear. I don't know what size I wear. No one knows what size shoe they wear. No one. It's a guesstimation. A guesstimation. What size? Hey, 10. What size? 7. What size? 14. Sir, that doesn't look like a 14. Bring me the 14. Bring me the 14. Nobody knows. So after all these years, after all those years, year upon year, and you get to the point and you give them that range, you know, 7 through 12, and they come back with 7 through 12, and none of them fits. That will be the day, that will be the time, that will be the moment things will never be the same again. Things will never be the same again. After all those years, after all that time, after putting in so much work to trying to figure out, trying to determine what size shoe you wear. You bought dress shoes. You bought tennis shoes. You bought sneakers. You bought athletic shoes. You bought bowling shoes just to buy bowling shoes. So you know what size bowling shoes you wear when you go bowling because you don't want to wear other bowling shoes. No. And now, at this very time, at this very moment, the range that you thought you knew you wore, the range that you had so much experience with, the range of shoes that you have in your closet, the range of the shoes that you've purchased over your entire lifetime, now it's at the point where no size within that range fits. No size within that range is your shoe size. No size within that range is even remotely close. That would be the moment. That would be the day. That would be the night. That will be the time that life, as you know it, will never be the same. Never. At that point, how do you go back? At that point, how does things ever be different again? At that point, how does anything make sense? How can anything be the same? How can you continue to dance? Do the happy dance. Pop your chest out. Happy dance. How can you continue to press that I believe button when you had this range, you had these ideas, and it was completely, completely wrong. Not even close. Not even close. I thought I wore a size 12. Well, sir, you fit the 15s. I never wore 15s in my life. Sir, you fit the 15s. How can things ever go back to being the way they used to be? Because when things were the way they used to be, you wore 7 through 15s. Nah. You wore 7 through 12s. Now it's 7 through 15s. Now it's 7 through 15s. And let's say you go back and you try to put on your 7s. You know, the 7s that you have in a closet that's just been collecting dust. Now they don't fit. Now they do not fit. So you try out your 12s. Guess what? They don't fit either. That's your entire world just unraveling right before your eyes. Your range. The range you spent a lifetime developing. A range you spent a lifetime of making. It's no longer applicable. It's non-existent. Your new range is 15. You're cool now. Your new range is 12 to 15 or 15 to 17. You go and to purchase, you know, shoes of some sort. Customer service or the attendant knows you. You say, hey, mister, how are you doing today? Or hey, missus, how are you doing today? He's like, yes, I would like to purchase these shoes. Should we bring out your normal range? And as you, should they bring out your normal range? You've been to this place all the time. The people know you. The employers know you. Everyone knows you. You are a regular. A regular. Everyone knows you. You go there, they know your range. They know your size. But now, your life's changed. Your range is no longer your range. that size is no longer your size. So you get there and it's just a complete awkward moment. The awkwardness, just think about the awkwardness. You get there and they know you and you want to purchase these shoes, and they come back with your range of shoes that you wear, you know, the size. And you have to say, sorry, but I need the 15s.
Whoa, you're not going for your regular range?
I need the 15s.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I need the 15s. Think of the awkwardness, that awkward moment. Life would never be the same. Things would never be the same. And think about how many times that you would just tell people, hey, why don't you just take a walk in my shoes? Take a walk in your shoes. What shoe size you wear? Oh, that's right. You don't wear the same shoe size anymore. I took a walk in your shoes. I took a walk in your shoes when you was weighing 7 through 15s or 7 through 12s. Now, I don't know what size you wear or the range you wear because you don't know the size either. No one knows the size. We're at that point now. We are at that point now. And we're definitely at that point now with the beginning of another sport, the beginning of NBA basketball. While one sport is ending, another one's beginning. Yay, sport. And people keep telling me that sport is not being watched and sport is not the thing to do anymore. Well, that's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate. And maybe, just maybe, I'll know what's really going on and what's really happening. Because obviously, I still don't know what's going on. Somebody help me. Tell me what's going on. Anyway, not that show. This show. I gotta go. I don't know what else to say, but I gotta go.